Hare Krishna. Hell is not forever. God's love is. In the Bhagavad Gita 1.43, it is stated that Utsannakula dharmanam manushyanam janardana narakenyatam vaso bhavati tenushushruma. So Arjuna is speaking and he is saying Utsannakula dharmanam, that those who destroy the kula dharma, the dynastic traditions, the dynasty itself, manushyanam janardana, o janardana Krishna, such people, such manushya, narakenyatam vaso, will stay forever in hell. Bhavati tyanu shushruma, this is what I have heard. So now, will stay in hell forever. What does this mean? Actually, we know the concept of staying forever in hell or eternal damnation is present in certain religions or in some denominations of certain religions. Now, is the Gita referring to something like that? No, not at all, because this verse is a part of the whole Bhagavad Gita and the Gita is founded in a particular worldview. So we have to see the statement of the Gita in the context of the broader worldview. So the broader worldview states that actually the whole material world is temporary. In 8.15, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, the whole world is said to be Ashashvatam, temporary. So if the whole world is temporary, hell is also part of the world, then hell will also be temporary. And if hell is temporary, then how can, if hell itself is temporary, then how can anyone's residence in hell be forever? And even more emphatically, the next verse says, in 8.16, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Punaravartino Arjuna, that from the topmost to the lowermost planets, all are places of places where, from which people come back. So, there is no, from the topmost place in the world, Brahma Loka, Bhuvanal, from the top lowermost place in the world, all the places are places from which we come back, Punaravartino. And the Bhagavata contrasts this with, that if we attain Krishna's abode, we don't come back. So, then what it means is that even from the lowermost abodes, we come back. So that means even if people go to hell, from hell they come back. It's not that they stay in hell forever. So now, further if we see, now what is the reason people may go to hell? So this is from the broad worldview point of view, that hell itself is not eternal and everybody who goes to hell comes back. No, so then that means they don't stay in hell forever. From further, this is from the cosmological trajectory point of view. But let's look from the philosophical trajectory. You know, we understand that we suffer because of our misdeeds. And greater the misdeed, the greater the suffering. Now, no suffering. Now, we are ourselves finite beings. And therefore, whatever misdeeds we do, they will also be finite. We cannot do anything infinite. We cannot do an infinite misdeed for which we will have to suffer infinite reactions. And that means that, so now as going to hell is also a karmic reaction. So now we won't go to hell forever because no karmic reaction lasts forever. Karma itself is temporary. So now that means that again we don't go to hell forever. Then what is the significance of the statement over here in the Gita when it says that narake niyatam vaso? Actually, firstly we have to understand here that Arjuna is talking about the gravity of the sinful reactions or the gravity of the sin in destroying the social order by killing the protectors of society, the leaders of the dynasty. So that is a very grievous sin, and that sin is so grievous that it will lead to terrible suffering. And that terrible suffering will go on for so ever. That terrible suffering, which will also manifest as going to hell, will go on for so long that it will appear as if it is forever. So this sort of usage in a subjective or a metaphorical sense is not uncommon in the scriptures. So for example, it is said the Bhagavad Gita itself uses the concept of destroying the soul. Trividham narkasya idam dwaram nashanam atmanaha. In 16.21 it is said that lust, anger, greed destroy the soul. Now clearly it has been said that the soul is never destroyed in 2.17. Therefore the idea of the soul being destroyed is metaphorical. It is not literal. And then further, it is also said nityabaddha. Now nityabaddha means eternally conditioned. Now we know the soul is not eternally conditioned. Soul's conditioning has been going on for so long that it appears as if it is eternal. It is not eternal. So these are non-literal uses which are meant to convey certain things. And when we understand this context, when we understand what is meant to be conveyed, then we can avoid philosophical misunderstandings that may come because of certain cultural presuppositions which may have acquired from our past, from other backgrounds. So within the context of the Gita, none of the commentators of the Gita have stated that actually hell is forever. And that's why the point is, most important reason why hell is not forever is because the Gita's vision of God is very different from the vision of God sometimes depicted in certain traditions which talk about eternal damnation. The Gita's God is not a wrathful being who sends people to hell forever. Actually, the Gita's God is a merciful being who loves everyone so much that he accompanies them as the super soul wherever they go. Even when they go to hell, rather than he sending them to hell, he goes with them to hell. And there also he guides them so that they can reform and redeem themselves. And then he helps them attain eternal happiness in his eternal abode. And so what is eternal is not hell, but God's love. And to the extent we learn to live in the light of that love, our life also becomes eternal. Our happiness also becomes eternal. And pointing us towards that eternal life and eternal happiness is the essential message of the Gita. Thank you. Hare Krishna.